That was Revs with I Hope You Learn the Trumpet here on Artbeat on RTR FM. And right now we have Catherine Adjuti, who is an international trumpeter. She's from Perth and she's back for a couple of weeks. She is performing at the Holmes Court Gallery because she is one of the best Baroque trumpeters in the world. And she is joining me today on Artbeat to share what it takes to be the best Baroque trumpeter in the world. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's great to be here.
you're from Perth, but you're not talking to me like you're from Perth. You live in Tennessee now. How long have you been there?
I've been in Tennessee for just 6 years now. But I've lived all over the US, I guess you could say, a few years in Georgia and a few years in Texas and then 12 years in California. And so I've kind of moved all over the place since I moved to the US.
Was that a very intentional choice of yours? Because I feel like for many classical musicians, the place to go is Europe, and yet you kind of chose to go to the United States. What was behind that choice?
I was interested in going to the United States anyway, and then I was basically offered a graduate assistantship offered money to go to the University of Georgia to do my master's degree and teach there and perform as well. And it was enough to live on, and it covered my tuition. So like a good Aussie, I was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll go over there and try this out for a year or two. Thought I would come back to Australia, but then there was someone else I wanted to go study with in Texas, and I was fortunate enough that they gave me enough money to cover that as well. There I met my husband, who's an American, and then I got a job in California at a university, and I was already performing a lot on Baroque trumpet, I need to practice my Australian accent, Baroque trumpet all over the US. So, so I was there for 12 years. And then my husband then got a job at a university in Tennessee. So I gave up my university gig and we moved out there with my daughter. And that's where I'm based now. Most of my performing is not in Tennessee, though. I actually travel all over North America performing most of the time. Most recently in Toronto, up in Canada, but all over the place, Minneapolis, San Francisco, San Diego, wherever they want me to play.
What is a Baroque trumpet?
It's in principle, it's just like your regular modern trumpet, but it does not have any valves, which means it doesn't have the buttons that you usually press down on.
Does it still have like the spit valve?
No, it doesn't have a spit valve.
Just like shake it out.
Well, kind of. It's not quite as crude as that. Yeah, I have to kind of lift it upside down and let the water come out.
Just very gently,
the piping.
Just very delicately.
I mean, I could get a spit valve put on it, but it's not very authentic to do that.
No.
So, so it's kind of like a stretched out modern trumpet without the valves on it.
So how do you create notes then?
Well, it's the same principle as your regular trumpet, where we actually buzz our lips, we create the vibrations with our lips, and we change the pitch of the vibrations with our lips. But with the modern trumpet, you can use your valves as well to add tubing and take tubing away. But that's not possible with a Baroque trumpet. It's actually the predecessor to the modern trumpet before they figured out how to make valves. And so I just changed the notes by changing the vibrations of my lips.
Amazing.
So it's very minute, the difference between one note and another. So it's tricky. It keeps you on your toes and keeps the adrenaline going as well.
That is like amazing control.
It's taken years upon years upon years of practice and study to be able to do that and sound hopefully good most of the time. Good enough that people will ask you back to play, hopefully, again.
Well, good enough that you're playing at the Holmes Court Gallery on Sunday.
Yeah.
You've got a gig at 3:00 on the 25th of June. How can people find out more about that?
They can go to the Australian Baroque website, australianbaroque.com, and they can find out more about the concert there, and they can also purchase tickets as well.
So Australian Baroque website for the gig this weekend at 3:00. If you want to get some Baroque trumpet in your life, which I do recommend, and see Catherine in action making sounds with just her mouth.
And the air.
And the air.
I got to move the air through the lips, yeah.
And the brass of the trumpet itself, and see what it's all about, then head on down to Holmes & Court Gallery in West Perth. Catherine, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you for having me here.